So let me talk about the sounds of revival.
那我要来教各位就是复兴之声。
We experienced some of the sounds of revival on Thursday night.
好，就是礼拜四的时候，我们有讲到复兴来临之前有些什么的征兆，复兴的声音来到的时候。
And so revival always has a sound to it.
好，所以呢，复兴要来临之前，一定有个声音，我们是可以听见的。
There's no such thing as a quiet revival.
所以呢，复兴绝对不会是很沉静的。
A quiet revival is one that nobody hears anything about.
好，就是如果是很沉静的复兴，就是绝对没有人听到这些事的。
And so sometimes Holy Spirit wants to come and set us free from being so religious, being so conservative.
所以呢，圣灵会先来释放我们呢，不会被宗教所捆绑，要叫我们得自由。
And there's always people that are much quicker to receive the anointing than other people.
那有些人会比较快领受到这样的一个讯息。
But sometimes it just takes a little bit of time to get into the flow.
不过呢，有些时候是要花点时间才能够进到圣灵的水流当中。
I'm a little bit more stubborn than some people.
那我比其他人来的就是固执一点。
I mean when it comes to pushing into the Holy Spirit.
所以我必须要很就是把自己强迫自己进入到那个圣灵的水流当中。
And so my heart is that as many of you as possible can begin to get drunk in the Holy Spirit.
所以我的就希望大家呢尽可能越多人能够进入到圣灵的水流当中是越好。
I'm not satisfied for half of you to experience that and the other half to sit there and not.
就是如果看到我们教会里面只有一半的人进入到圣灵的水流，那一半的人进不去的话，让我的心是不会满足的。
So I'm always looking for ways to help everybody get into the river.
所以我常常就在设法帮助每个人都能够进入到圣灵的水流当中。
And sometimes when we get drunk in the Holy Spirit, we get so excited.
那有时候呢，我们就是醉在圣灵当中，我们变得非常的兴奋。
And that's so good.
那感觉非常的美好。
But then sometimes people that they're not used to that expression of that openness and that freedom.
但是有一些其他人会看到有些人这么的敞开，他们会觉得很不习惯。
And so sometimes we just have to be a little bit gentle with them.
所以呢，我们对这样的人，我们要稍微缓和一点，对他们温和一点。
You know, if you're shy, you're frightened.
因为有些人是比较害羞，看到这样会害怕。
And I get in your face too much, it makes you want to run away.
然后如果我跑到你面前这样的话，有些人会想要躲开嘛。
And so every human being is different.
所以呢，每个人其实不一样的。
And sometimes one method will help to get one person in the river, but it won't work for another person.
有时候呢，这种方式可以让这些人进入到圣灵的水流，但是另外一群人用这种方式就进不去。
And that's why I sometimes change the way I do things as I'm going through the meeting.
所以呢，我在办特会的时候，我有时候会改变方式一下。
Because you might have just sat there and nothing happened for you until I changed and did something different that your heart could respond to.
因为有时候呢，你可能坐在这边，那除非我改变一个方式，否则你的心会进不去。
So that's why it's good when the Holy Spirit was able to move on Thursday night and we didn't have to end the meeting.
好，所以呢，礼拜四晚上的特会很好，因为圣灵就来运行，那我们很晚才结束这个特会哦。
Some people start to receive when they've lift their hands to God.
那很多人一举起手来仰望神的时候，他就可以开始领受了。
Some people receive when I lay hands on them.
有些人是要有人按手，他就开始领受。
Some people receive when somebody looks them in the eye and says, "Laugh."
好，有些人呢，就是你要。被他眼睛看着，然后说开始笑，那些人就开始领受哦。
Some people receive when they watch people getting drunk up the front.
然后有些人是看到有人在圣灵水里面这样子滚动的时候，他们自己又很兴奋就进来了。
Some people receive just sitting in the meeting with all the stuff happening around them.
好，有些人单单坐在自己的座位上，看到周围所发生的事情，他就能够进入到那个水流当中。
And so sometimes we just want to be a little bit sensitive to people because we're all different.
那因为我们每个人真的都不大一样，所以我们对于其他人要稍微敏锐一点，敏感一点。
And what might be good for you might make somebody else feel uncomfortable.
好，对你有用的方式，那对其他人可能会觉得很不自在，也不一定。
So God really cares about every person.
所以呢，神是听到每个人的心声了。
And He wants everybody to know that He loves them.
那神要让我们每个人都知道他爱我们。
So we're hoping that by the end of these meetings, more and more people get ambushed by God.
好，所以我们希望说今天的特会结束之前呢。更多人被神的爱来突袭。
And so how many people here you found it easy to receive on Thursday night?
好，我们在座的几位，你觉得礼拜四那种方式你很容易进入圣灵水流的，举下手好不好？
You found it easy to receive?
就是礼拜四那种方式你觉得很容易就进
入。How many people here found it difficult to receive?
那如果你觉得礼拜四那种方式你觉得很不自在，可不可以举一下手让讲员知道？
So I don't feel embarrassed. Okay, a few of you, that's okay.
有些人没有关系的啊。
See, for me, it was difficult to receive for 6 whole months.
好，就是对我而言呢，我看到像礼拜四那种运行方式，我有六个月，我都觉得我自己本身都觉得很不自在哦。
I was still really hungry.
我还是很饿啊，很饥渴啊。
It wasn't that I was less mature than other people.
啊，不是说我比别人还更成熟或什么。
I'm just a sensitive type of person.
因为我自己是很敏感的，我看到这个事情我会。
And it just took me time to open up and feel safe and receive.
就是我要花点时间才会觉得说，哦，这种环境是安全，我可以投入的啊。
Every culture has their strongholds that stop them from receiving.
那每个文化哦，都有一个坚固营垒哦，要拦阻这个文化的人进入到圣灵的水流当中，我们要了解哦。
And so one of the strongholds in your culture is embarrassment.
好，那在呢中华文化里面呢，拦阻我们华人进入到这样的水流当中，就是你怕难堪。
Embarrassment and self-consciousness.
还有就是你自己很在意自己现在有发生什么事情哦，这个会拦阻你进入到水流，放不开，很惊嘛。
We don't like to look like a fool. We don't like to lose face.
我们不想丢面子嘛，在众人面前表现得很难堪嘛。
And so when we come to the kingdom, God says that has to go.
那所以来到神国的时候，神就说这个要，这个我不要，要拿去哦。
And so you know you're set free when you can get completely drunk in the Holy Spirit and it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks.
所以神才要来用这样的方式让你就是什么都不管了，就是醉在圣灵当中就好了。
But some of us, it takes us time to get to that place.
不过呢，我们当然有些人要花点时间才愿意释放自己进入到这样的一个方式当中。
You see, when you laugh, it opens your spirit up.
好，当我们喜笑的时候，我们的灵是会打开的哟。
And so when you open your spirit, that means everybody can see you.
好，那灵打开的是什么意思呢？表示每个人都可以看到你里面咯。
And for some people, that's like too exposed, too much exposure.
那有的人就会觉得这样太暴露，我不能做这样的事哦。
And so that's sometimes why people laugh, they put their hand over their face.
所以有些人在笑的时候就会脸哦就遮起来哦。
I feel vulnerable, I don't want you to look at me.
啊，就觉得很不好意思啊，不要看我啊，怎么这样。
I need this microphone down just a little bit. Just a little bit, please.
就是我们其实就是把那个放下一点哦，不要那么惊，就其实就可以。
And it's the same when we cry.
还有我们哭的时候也一样。
Often when we cry, we put our hand over our face.
有时候我们哭的时候，我们就会把脸遮起来哭哦。
At least if you're like me, I used to do that.
好，如果你跟我一样，我过去也是这么做的。
Because grief is a private emotion.
因为如果我是在哀伤的话，我觉得我是独自自己哀伤，不要人看到比较好哈。
It's the same thing when we shout.
那有时候我们喊叫的时候，我们也是这样。
I remember many years ago when they would ask us to shout before the Lord.
好，以前呢，就有人带我们的时候，他是说我们大家一起来呼喊。
I would always feel so self-conscious.
然后我那时候就很在意哦，我是怎么呼喊，就会想我要怎么呼喊。
And so if everybody was shouting really loud,
所以如果有旁边人大声的呼喊
，then I could shout just enough so you couldn't hear me.
然后我只会叫的小小声而已。
Because I didn't want people to hear me shout.
因为我不想让别人听到我呼喊啊。
But now I don't even think about it.
但是现在我都不会在意了。
Doesn't worry me at all.
那其实都不会影响到我。
But the problem is we don't spend enough time in the river of God.
但是呢，我要说的就是我们没有沉浸在圣灵水流当中哦，有够久的时间。
We don't keep soaking and soaking and soaking.
就是我们没有呢，培养自己沉浸在圣灵的水流当中，一直沉浸吸收吸收哦，领受。
And so we move on from that the new wine of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，我们又想要进入到神的新酒里面。
But we should never move on from it.
但是我们不应该离开神的新油新酒哦。
It prepares us for many greater things in the Spirit.
因为呢，透过这样的浸泡呢，会神会预备我们为未来伟大的事工哦，在预备我们。
But a marriage or a family should never move on from just having fun together.
好，就是呢，不管是家庭或者是婚姻呢，都应该在婚姻或家庭当中寻找乐趣，而且持续的保持那样的乐趣才好。
Hallelujah. The revival always has a sound to it.
所以我要说的就是呢，当复兴来临的时候，一定有复兴的声音。
In Acts chapter 2, it's a mighty rushing wind.
好，在使徒行传二章里面讲的就是的强风的那个声音呢。
And Ezekiel 37, God tells Ezekiel to prophesy to a valley full of dry bones.
好，在以西结呢三十七章里面呢，他就讲到呢，要以西结先知向枯骨来发预言。
I want you to picture this.
各位来想象一下
It's like a horror movie.
就好像你看恐怖电影的时候
God does much better than Hollywood.
那其实神拍的电影比好莱坞拍的更棒了
There's a valley full of dry bones.
好，我们来想象就是满谷都是枯骨
And God says to Ezekiel, prophesy to the bones.
那呢神吩咐以西结说你要向这片枯骨发预言
Actually, he says prophesy to the wind, the breath, the spirit. It's all the same word.
好，所以呢，神就吩咐以西结都要对枯骨，还要对那个灵哦，对神的那个枯骨来发预言哦。
And as he prophesies, the bones start flying around and connecting together.
当以西结发预言的时候，看到枯骨呢，就一块一块连接起来了。
I'm going to turn to a lot of scriptures. Mention a lot of scriptures. You probably won't have time to turn to them always.
好，今天我会讲到很多经节，你可能没有时间一个个的翻。
But you can write them down.
但是你可以把经节记起来，回家查，好不好
？And so the bones are flying everywhere.
所以你看到那个枯骨一片一片的在那空中飞起来，然后连接起来。
Imagine the sound of that bones flying through the air.
那你来想象看，就是那个枯骨飞起来要连接那个互相相碰撞击的声音。
And then there's the clatter as they all come together.
然后他们又开始连接起来，那个是什么的声音呢？
And now we have a whole valley full of skeletons standing up with no flesh on them.
然后你看整个骨呢，就是那个整个枯骨都连接起来，那一具具的骨骼，那站在那里是什么样的景象呢？
And then he keeps prophesying to the spirit, and flesh begins to start flying around and coming onto the bones.
好呢，那有那个骨骼有了之后呢，开始长筋长肉，你可以想象那个景象吗？
Imagine that whole lumps of flesh are flying around.
好，那那个肉呢，筋都长在一起，然后天空飞来飞去，这样连起来，那什么样的景象呢
？But the horror movie hasn't ended.
那这样的恐怖电影还没有结束哦。
Because now there's a whole army full of corpses standing in the valley.
好，这样就整个大的军队都是一群的死人，就是有筋有肉，但是没有气息的。
Because they don't have any life in them yet.
因为在里面还没有生命的气息嘛。
And so.Ezekiel continues to prophesy.
所以以西结呢，继续的发预言。
And then life comes into the army.
然后呢，生命就进入到这个主耶华的军队里面了。
And the army begins to march.
然后这个主的军队开始就行进了。
And so whenever the spirit is moving, there's always a sound.
所以呢，主的灵在运行的时候，一定会带来声音。
The sound of the bones flying through the air.
就好像那个骨头呢，一片片的在空中飞来飞去，连接起来的声音。
The sound of the bones coming together, bone to bone.
好，那个骨头连接在一起，那个连接的时候，那个声响。
And the sound of an army raised up to life.
还有呢，整个军队被主在兴起来复活那个的声音。
Another example is in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 9 and 10. Nehemiah.
再来就是尼希米著呢，尼希米记里面有记载的。
And it says that they read from the book of the law.
好，他们读了主耶和华的律法。
And the Israelites were so convicted they began to cry.
那么以色列人知晓了主的律法的时候呢，他们心就知罪了。
Just reading the book of the law.
所以他们呢，光读主耶和华的律法的时候，他们心就知罪了。
And so there's always a sound to revival.
所以呢，复兴要来临之前必有声音。
The favorite word of the religious spirit.
还有呢，很多宗教的灵。
Is the word shh.
宗教灵会告诉你嘘，不要说。
Be quiet.
就是安静。
And so the religious spirit always puts a limit on the anointing.
所以呢，宗教的灵会来拦阻那个神的复兴来到。
It's happy if we have a nice gentle anointing.
好，就好吧，恩膏不要那么太强了，这样就好了，这样就好。
But it doesn't like it if it gets too powerful.
好，如果恩膏太强了，宗教灵会说不要。
And so every church.Has a level that they're comfortable with.
所以呢，每个教会都有他们感觉到舒适的 那个程度哦，他们可以忍受的程度。
Every Christian has a level that they're comfortable.
每个基督徒也有他感可以感受到舒服的那个程度，他们可以接受的程度。
And so some people maybe they like a 20 watt light bulb.
好，就是呢，有些基督徒好像是21瓦的那个灯泡一样。
And if it moves to 40 watts, they get uncomfortable with that.
如果那个热度烧到40瓦，有些基督徒就受不了，太热了。
Maybe You're a 40 watt Christian.
啊，有些人也许你是一个40瓦的那个热度的那个基督徒哦。
But you're in a 100 watt church.
那现在呢，神把你放到一个有100瓦热度的这样的一个教会当中。
That's going to be very challenging for that person.
那你就会觉得很受挑战哦。
Or maybe you're in a 100 watt church.
或者呢，你是在一个100瓦的教会。
But you're a 200 watt person.
但是呢，也许你是那个在一个100瓦的教会，但是你本身是有200瓦的热度。
You're going to find that very frustrating.
那你就会觉得哇，非常的受挫嘛。
And so sometimes it's helpful to realize that you're not the problem. It's just that the church has a certain level and you have a different level.
好，所以我们稍微了解一下，可能你的那个热度不一样，那你教会可以忍受热度不一样，那个差异而已。
And if you respond with the right heart and the right attitude, you can help people come up to a higher level.
所以呢，如果你有一个正确的心态，一个正确的方法，你可以帮助其他的基督徒呢更火热一点。
And if we can help people that are uncomfortable, we can also help bring them up to the level that we're used to in the church.
那呢，这样我们也可以呢帮助一些本来很不自在的基督徒，他们能够进入到神要他们的火热当中。
But often people uncomfortable, they pull the level down.
但是有些很不自在的基督徒，他会把这个热度把它往下扯。
But we want God to pull the level up.
但是其实我们希望神把我们那个火热热度把它往上提，是不是？
And if we get more anointing and become more Christ-like, then we can draw more people.
如果我们生命越来越像基督，而且越来越火热，我们就可以帮助其他旁边的人。
So when God comes, He blows up all of our boxes.
好，所以神来到的时候，他会把我们生命当中一切的框架都打碎。
You can't put God in a box.
因为我们没有办法将神放在框架里面。
Straight away, He will move out of the box.
因为他一来，直接就会把框架扯掉。
Because He's a big God.
因为他是伟大的神。
Sometimes we get so used to God moving in a certain way.
有时候我们太习惯于神运行就是那种方式而已。
And we don't realize that He's moved on.
然后我们不晓得神还继续运行用其他方式啊。
But every time God puts something in our foundation, we're to keep that foundation.
好，当神呢在我们生命当中建造一种根基的时候，他就是要保有那种好的根基。
And so joy is one foundation.
所以呢，喜乐是神要放在我们生命当中的其中一个根基。
It's a very important foundation.
这是很重要的根基之一。
It needs to be laid very strongly.
一定要在我们生命当中有很强喜乐的根基才行。
But then even once that foundation is laid strongly, and God begins to teach us other things.
好，当我们有了喜乐这个根基之后，神会再教我们其他的事。
But we never move on from that foundation.
但是我们绝对不要离开喜乐这个根基哦。
It's always there.
因为一定要放在那里才好。
Some of the things that God is calling you to do are very difficult.
好，有时候神呼召你要来行的事，可能是很艰难的。
When the church has authority, persecution begins to arise.
好，有时候教会会呢，面对逼迫、暴徒都有可能。
And we need the foundation of joy.
所以我们需要神所赐给我们这个喜乐的根基。
You see, the Bible says that through many tribulations we enter the kingdom of God.
好，那教在圣经里面说呢，透过很多的苦难当中，我们还是要继续建造神的教会。
It's somewhere in Acts.
好，在使徒行传某个地方写了，各位去找。
So if you read the whole book of Acts, you'll find it.
所以呢，使徒行传全部读完就会找到那个经节了。
But many times we preach the wrong gospel.
不过我们有时候传讲的是错误的福音。
Come to Jesus, He'll meet all your needs.
好，来到耶稣跟前，他会满足你一切的需要。
No, the correct gospel is come to Jesus and die.
好，其实呢，我们要传讲福音，应该说来到耶稣面前，然后向自己老我死，这才是真正的福音。
He will give you a new life.
他要给你新的生命。
But your old life has to die.
但是你旧的生命一定要死才行。
And so we give the wrong gospel, and people get offended.
所以呢，我们传讲错误的福音的时候，人们就被冒犯了。
Because they expect God to do 1, 2, 3, 4.
因为他们就开始期待神要为我做第一件是这样，第二件、第三件。
So sometimes we're acting like God is a butler.That we order around.
好，所以呢，有时候我们的行为举止哈，就好像神是
a butler is somebody. What do you call them that serves you? People hire butlers to open the door.
哦，就是好像神是我们的仆人、侍者，帮我们开门啊，为我们做事一样。
And he's Almighty God.
但其实他是全能神。
And so sometimes we're ordering him around in Jesus' name.
所以我们有时候就走来旁走来走去，就说奉耶稣名怎么样怎样吩咐这个发生。
Rather than just accepting that we are here for God.
那但是我们必须要接受，我们单单在神面前，我们是为主来服侍而已。
So God's not here for us; we're here for Him.
所以我们不是神，不是来这边要服侍我们，我们应该来服侍神，按照他的心意。
And yes, He will meet your needs.
当然，神会满足我们的需要，没错。
But what He wants is your heart.
但是神要的是我们的心。
100%。
百分之百将你的心交给他。
No matter what happens.
不管发生什么事。
And so we yield our expectations and everything to him.
所以我们要把我们的期待全部放下，降服于他。
He's not a pussycat.
好，因为神不是小猫咪嘛。
He's a lion.
他是狮子。
Pussycats are friendly.
好，当然小猫咪非常的友善。
Easy to approach.
你很容易来把玩他。
But when you approach a lion, you're a little bit cautious.
但是你要接近狮子的话，你要小心。
And so we need to let God completely set us free from every box we put Him in.
我们必须要允许神将我们生命中的框架全部拆掉才行。
Let me talk about some of the different sounds that we can expect to hear.
我们再来解释，还有一些复兴来临的时候所有的一些的声音。
The first sound is the sound of joy.
好，第一个声音就是你会听到喜乐的声音。
Psalm 89 and verse 15, it says, "Blessed are those who know the joyful sound."
好，就诗篇89篇15节里面讲到，就是那些认识神的喜乐的人，这些百姓是有福的。
Romans 14 verse 17, it says that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
好，在呢罗马书十四章十七节里面，就是神的国呢，在乎在圣灵当中的和平、喜乐、公义。
And so the Bible doesn't talk about revival.
所以呢，圣经里面有讲到复兴。
But it does talk about the kingdom of God many times.
但是他的确提到神的国是像什么样子很多次。
And they're the same thing.
所以这就是同样一个实质了。
So when Jesus said and John the Baptist said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand."
所以呢，施洗约翰才说呢，你们要悔改，因为神的国近了。
That meant that revival was already there.
那表示呢，复兴其实早就在那里了。
We don't have to wait for it.
所以我们不需要再等候了。
When we wait for it, we're just opening our heart to receive.
所以呢，我们等候的时候，其实只要心打开，就领受得到了。
And so in Zephaniah 3:17,
好，在西班牙书三章十七节，
it says that God rejoices over us with singing.
就是神呢，他是在我们的身旁的欢呼喜乐的。
This is what a literal translation of that Hebrew means.
好，在希伯来文呢，它的真正的意思是这样解释的。
It means to jump up.
就是神在你的周围是欢呼喜乐，他是这样跳跃的。
Whirl about.
然后他的旋转舞蹈。
And shriek at the top of your voice.
然后呢，他就在你的周围的欢呼喜乐。
And so that's what God does over you.
所以神在你身边做的这个动作就是这样子。
God gets excited over you.
就是神呢，在你身旁，他觉得非常的兴奋。
Really excited.
真的很兴奋。
And so if it's good enough for God, it's good enough for us.
所以呢，如果神觉得这是美好，我们也应该看为美好才对。
Some of you were getting very excited on Thursday night.
礼拜四呢，很多人非常的兴奋。
Some of you were probably surprised how excited you were getting.
然后呢，有些人可能很惊讶，你这么的兴奋。
That's how excited God gets over us.
所以呢，神在我们身旁的时候，他也是这么兴奋的。
He thinks you are so awesome.
他觉得你也好棒哦。
Just the fact that He created you.
因为他创造了你。
And that you love him.
然后呢，你爱神。
You know, the Bible says, I think it's Romans 5, that even while we were yet sinners, God loved us.
在罗马书五章里面有讲到，我们还在做罪人的时候，神就已经爱我们了。
He loved you when you were a sinner.
所以呢，当你还在做罪人的时候，神已经先爱你了。
How much more now that you've given your heart to him?
那现在你把你的心献给他，神不
爱
你更深吗？
And even though we all stumble and we're all weak,
虽然我们在这当中跌倒然后犯错
We have that yes inside our heart
但是呢我们在里面还是有那个是跟肯定在
That says yes God
我们还会说是的神
I want to live like Jesus on the earth
我要像耶稣一样在世上过活
And even though I'm weak
虽然我有软弱
And even though I'm immature
虽然我还不成熟
I want to be like you
我要来像你
And when he sees that in your heart, he gets very, very, very excited.
当他看到你的心意，神好兴奋哦。
See, God loves us in our immaturity.
神呢，爱我们在我们自己的不成熟当中。
He loves us in our weakness.
神在我们软弱的时候，他还爱我们。
Sometimes we're trying to be perfect so that God can love us.
有时候我们很想力求完美，好叫神能够爱我。
When you were 1 year old, you had accidents sometimes.
那当你还一岁的时候，有时候会有意外，对不对？
You had accidents in your nappies.
好，有时候这个便便就大出来了，在尿包里面。
And mom and dad had to clean you up.
那爸爸妈妈还要把你呢洗干净。
But it's normal for 1 year olds to have those type of accidents.
对，一岁的孩子有这样的意外，很正常啊。
And so mom and dad still love you.
爸爸妈妈还是依然爱你啊。
They might have to put a pig on their nose.
当然呢，清洗尿包的时候，那个鼻子要稍微演一下咯。
But they still love you.
但是他还是爱你嘛。
And so when we're just little kids and we do stupid things.
所以我们当我们还是小孩的时候，我们会犯错。
But God loves us in our immaturity.
但是神在我们不成熟当中依然爱我们。
It's only when we realize how much He loves us that we mature and grow up.
当我们了解神是这么爱我们的时候，我们会在这当中爱的当中成熟起来。
And that's why we need to become like little children.
所以我们要回转向小孩。
Because children are just like sponges.
因为小孩子呢就像海绵一样。
And they can't get enough love.
那觉得好怎么样的爱都还是不够。
Tell me how much you love me.
那你要跟我说你多爱我啊。
Tell me how much you love me.
你告诉我你到底多爱我。
Tell me again.
再跟我讲一次。
Tell me again.
再跟我讲一次。
Daddy, could you give me another hug?
爸爸可不可以再爱我一点呢？
And they can never get enough love.
好像呢永远得不够一样。
And the more love they get, the more they grow up and become mature.
当他们领受的爱越多，他们就越来越成长了。
And so sometimes the religious spirit tries to make us grow up too quickly.
有时候宗教的灵会逼迫，好像要我们更快的成熟。
You can't be a mature adult if you didn't have a childhood.
好，你没有办法马上变为成人，如果你没有经过儿童的时期。
I was so serious as a child.
我呢，小朋友在儿童时候呢，我非常的严肃。
I was so serious as a teenager.
然后我在青少年的时候，我也非常的严肃。
I'm sensitive.
我非常的敏感。
If there's any anger or anything around me, I feel it.
如果呢，我看到周围人有人生气，我马上就察觉到。
You know, most anger is unspoken.
好，你知道很多的愤怒，它其实没有讲出来耶。
I don't know what I'm feeling. I just feel.
好，我不晓得我是怎么察觉到，但是我就是可以感受到这当中有人在生气。
So I never knew just how to be free and be a child.
所以我那时候在做儿童的时候呢，我在孩童时期，我不晓得怎么样得自由哦。
And so when God begins to set me free when I'm a teenager, I have to learn to be a little kid again.
好，所以神在我当青少年的时候要释放我得自由我必须要学习回转向小孩
And we're never supposed to lose our childlikeness
其实我们不需要不应该失去那个孩童的天真、哦、
We're supposed to lose our childishness
我们应该要失去孩子气的那个部分
So that's why God wants us to laugh
所以神要我们去爱
Because it's about relationship
因为是关乎关系
It's about having fun
是关乎我们在一起有欢乐
It's about enjoying each other
是呢我们享受彼此
And the Christian life is difficult
那因为呢基督徒的生命有时候是艰难的
Matthew 7, 13 and 14
好在马太福音七章十三十四节
Narrow is the path and difficult is the way
因为呢我们所走的道路是窄路
This is not an easy call.
所以这个不是一个简单的呼召。
And so we need to learn how to laugh.
所以我们一定要学习如何喜笑。
If you don't learn how to laugh, you're going to become a casualty along the way.
好，如果呢你不懂得喜笑的话，你在这个路上会非常辛苦。
And so we need to stay on the path of life.
所以我们必须要走在生命的道路上。
In Proverbs 4,
好在的箴言第四章
I think it's 18,
可能是十八节吧
It says the path of the righteous gets brighter and brighter unto the perfect day.
好就是义人的道路会越走越明亮
And so we're on this path of life,
所以我们走在生命的道路上
And it gets brighter and brighter.
那会越照越明
Gets better and better.
越走越明亮越来越好
Gets more and more glorious.
有越来越多的荣耀
Did I get the right verse?
我箴言
Proverbs 4:18
四章十八节对吗
I did
好
Good And so either side of this path of life is these huge ditches
好所以呢我想这个生命的道路好像一个大的一个篱笆哦
And I want
一个凹洞
And so many Christians spend most of their Christian life in the ditch on the side of the path of life.
好，很多的基督徒呢是，比方说这生命道旁边是两个很深的那个凹洞，那很多基督徒是走在凹洞当中哦。
One of those ditches is lawlessness.
好，旁边的一个凹洞呢，就是一个无法纪。
And lawlessness is we can do whatever we want, and God is gracious and He will forgive us.
那个凹洞呢，这个无法纪就是说呢，我想做什么就可以做，无法纪。
And that's lawlessness.
这就是无法纪。
People think it's all right to live in a lifestyle that breaks the Ten Commandments, and they think that's all right with God.
就会想说，哦，我呢破了十诫没有什么关系。
And so too many Christians don't have the fear of God.
所以很多基督徒并没有敬畏神的心。
And so they fall into this ditch called lawlessness.
所以他们就掉到这个深凹洞里面，叫无法纪。
But on the other side of the path of life is another big ditch.
好，在这个生命的道路上，另一头又是一个深的深渊呢。
It's the ditch called legalism.
好，另外一个深渊叫做比较有律法的。
And legalism is where we have a standard but no love.
好，律法主义表示就是说你有一个标准在，但是没有爱在这当中。
Lawlessness is love but no standard.
好，那无法纪就是说你有爱，但是呢你没有神的标准。
Legalism is having a standard without love.
那律法主义就是你有那个标准在，但是没有爱呈现出来。
And so the Christian life just becomes a duty.
好，所以呢就是基督徒的生命就变得很不好哦。
And even although the path is difficult,
那虽然这个生命的道路不好走
He wants us to enjoy ourselves.
他还是希望我们能够享受在生命的道路上
Because we're following Jesus.
因为我们是跟随耶稣的脚踪
And there's nothing more enjoyable than being with Him.
那么跟耶稣在一起是再美好不过了
Sometimes people go through their Christian life, they go, it's so difficult, it's so hard.
有时候我们说呢，跟随耶稣好难哦。
Why is it so difficult for me?
为什么这么艰难呢？
Why does everybody else get it easy?
为什么不有更简单的道路呢？
My life's so difficult.
我的生命好艰难哦。
No, when we look at the path too much, that's when we feel that way.
好，当我们如果看了那个生命道路的两旁的深渊，我们就会感到艰难了。
But when we're looking at Jesus, He's the one leading us on the path.
但是如果我们看的是领我们走生命道路的耶稣，就不一样了。
And the difficult path doesn't matter anymore because we're with the one that we love.
那呢，我们就不会再看两旁那个深渊了，因为我们眼目定睛在耶稣。
So we're going to stay on the path of life. We have to keep our eyes on Jesus.
所以，如果我们要持续走在生命的道路上面，我们一定要定睛在耶稣身上。
Make sure we don't fall into the ditch of lawlessness.
然后呢，不要掉入那个无法纪的深渊。
Or the ditch of legalism.
也不要掉入律法主义的深渊。
And so the joy of the Lord helps set us free from that legalism.
所以呢，从耶和华而来的喜乐就释放我们脱离律法主义跟无法纪。
So that we can begin to enjoy God.
好叫我们能够享受神。
The sound of joy.
好，喜乐的声音。
We never want to lose it.
我们绝对不要失去这一点。
16 years later, I'm still drinking of the joy.
就是呢，十六年之后，我还是在喝饮这个神来的喜乐。
There's so much joy in the heart of God, you could never get to the end of it.
神的心呢，里面好多的喜乐，你绝对汲取不完的。
That's why we do crazy things when He just gives us a very little bit of it.
好，他甚至让我们浅尝一点，我们就开始做一些疯狂的事了。
The second sound is the sound of love.
好， 第二个声音就是爱的声音。
And Psalm 40 and verse 3, David says, "You have put a new song in my heart."
好，那个大卫在诗篇里面说呢，你在我里面放下一首新歌。
He said, "You have lifted me out of the miry clay."
你呢，将我从那个深泥的泥沼里面啊拉出来了。
Put my feet on a solid rock.
让我站在坚固的磐石上。
And you put a new song in my heart.
你将一首新歌放在我口中。
And this is a song. It just bubbles up from inside of you.
这是从你的灵里面深处发出来的新歌。
And so it's the sound of love.
所以这是一首爱的歌。
Some of you.Looks like you loved God a lot more after Thursday night service than before.
好，在礼拜四的特会之后，大家看起来好像更爱神了一点。
It's not that you didn't love Him before the service.
这并不代表在礼拜四之前的特会你不爱神。
It's just you loved Him a lot more after the service.
而是呢，在礼拜四特会之后，你好像更爱神。
And maybe you've been feeling a little bit different since that time.
也许在礼拜四特会之后，你的感觉也不大一样了。
There's just something in your heart that's bubbling away there. It's a love for God.
好，就是你里面好像有点变化，就是什么呢？就是对神的爱有点变化了。
Doesn't matter whether you're singing or not.
不管你有没有在歌唱或没有。
It's just a new song in your heart.
你还是里面有一首新歌要献给神。
It's the sound of love.
这就是献给神的爱的歌。
Wow.
Wow.
Christians falling in love with God.
就是呢，基督徒啊，与神相恋了。
We need to fall in love with Him over and over and over again.
我们要不断的与神恋爱。
Sometimes we see Christians that just get saved.
好，有时候我们看到基督徒呢得救了。
And they have that first love.
他们有那个起初的爱。
Ah, they love God so much.
哦，好爱神哦。
And we say, don't worry, they'll come back down to earth eventually.
好，那最后就好像再回到现实了。
They should never come back down to earth.
其实不应该又再回到现实。
We've got a God who loves us with every part of His being.
因为神是全心全意的爱我们的。
Imagine if a parent said to their child,
好，来想象如果父母亲跟孩子说
Son, I want you to know that I love you.
儿子，我让你知道我爱你哦。
Never hugs them.
好，那但是又不抱他们。
Never touches them.
也不触摸他们。
Always expects high standard from them.
就是一直有很高的期待。
It just says, Son, I want you to know I love you.
就儿子，我让你知道我爱你哦。
But there's no demonstration of that love.
但是都没有去明白的表示。
Oh, that's crazy.
这样不是很疯狂吗？
And so we need toExperiences love over and over again.
所以我们需要不断的经历神对我们的爱。
Why is it that we think that we shouldn't experience God?
为什么我们会想说我们不需要经历神呢？
Ephesians 3, Paul prays for the Ephesian church that they would experience the love of God.
好，就是在以弗所书三章，保罗也为圣徒来祈求他们经历到神的爱。
And all through the New Testament, it uses the word know.
好，就是呢，在新约里面曾经就讲到认识。
We're to know God.
我们必须要来认识神。
We're to know the love of God.
我们要来认识神的爱。
And that word know in the Greek means know experientially.
好，在呢希腊文的原文里面，那个认识就是要真实的经历那样的认识。
It doesn't just mean know in your head.
不是脑里的认知。
And so Paul prayed for the Ephesians that they would know the height, the length, the width, and the depth of the love of God.
所以保罗为圣徒祷告，能够认识神爱的长阔高深。
And then he says it's beyond the scripture.
好，他就说这样的神的爱是无法测度的。
And so we get to spend our whole Christian life experiencing and knowing the love of God.
所以我们要可以穷尽我们基督徒的一生来认识神的爱。
You can tell a Christian because they've got their mouth wide open.
好，你可以呢，就是从一个基督徒，他就是嘴巴张得很大，这样可以看出来。
Because they're like, wow.
因为他就哇
God, you're so awesome.
哇，上帝你好棒哦。
哇
哇。
Just like a little child in a candy shop.
好，就好像呢，就是小朋友他到那个糖果店一看，哇。
And you say to the little child, you can have any candy you want as much as you want.
你要什么糖果你都可以要哦。
And it's a big shop.
那是很大的糖果店。
And they're like, 啊，
他说哇，这么多，
哇
哇。
And that's how we should be with God.
所以我们在面对神的时候也应该这样。
哇 ，You're so big.
哇，你好伟大。
You're so beautiful.
你好棒哦。
You're so colorful.
哇，你好多彩多姿哦。
That's our God.
哦，好棒哦。
If your mouth is closed again.
如果呢你嘴巴又合起来了
you might need to have another look at him.
你不再惊奇的话你应该再来看神一次
just check every morning that your mouth's wide open.
好就是呢每天早上来面对神的时候都要很惊奇
then you know you're looking at God.
这样你就知道你是在看神了
he wants you to look at him.
因为神要你来看他定睛于他
he wants you to enjoy this life.
神要你来享受他给你的生命
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The sound of love.
这就是呢爱的声音。
Number three sound.
好，第三种声音。
It's the sound of war.
好，就是征战的声音。
Because revival is war.
好，因为复兴是一种征战。
And so whenever God comes with revival, darkness is exposed.
好，当神的复兴来到，很多的黑暗都会被曝露出来。
That's why sometimes when Holy Spirit comes, people start getting deliverance, getting set free.
所以圣灵来的时候，很多人就得释放和自由了。
You know, when I first experienced the joy of the Lord, we are having six meetings every week.
好，当我第一次领受到这喜乐的恩膏的时候，我们有特会一个礼拜有六天。
For one whole month.
就是呢，持续一个礼拜一个月。
And I'm laughing.
然后我就不断的喜笑。
I'm crying.
然后又哭泣。
I'm rolling around on the floor.
在地上滚来滚去。
I'm shouting.
一直呼喊。
I'm pounding the floor with my fists.
然后呢，用拳头一直打地上。
I had so much joy. I had to do something with it.
然后就是太高兴、太喜乐，我一定要有什么动作。
And then after 1 month, I began to experience a new thing.
好，然后一个月之后，我经历又另外新的事情。
The fire began to come on.
开始呢，神的烈火来了。
And it would start in my hands.
然后从我的手开始经历
到。Travel down my arms.
好，慢慢从我的手指往的手臂。
Come on my feet.
然后到我的那个脚尖。
Sometimes it's like the electricity of God going through my whole body.
好，有时候感觉是从神而来的电流呢，通过我全身一样。
Sometimes I can't even feel my fingers anymore.
有时候那个手指都非常的麻痹，都没有办法有感觉
了。I feel like I have 10 fingers on each hand.
好像觉得呢，每只手，我的手有十只指头一样。
In fact, sometimes it came so strong my arms would physically hurt.
好，有时候那个神的电流那么强，觉得手臂好痛哦。
And he began to touch me like that over and over and over again.
神呢，不断不断不断用这种方式触摸我。
But then something else happened.
然后再来还有其他的经历。
I'd be laughing, and next thing I'd just go cough, 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 and I'd get set free from demons.
好，那有时候我这个时候笑笑笑，那下一刻呢，我又开始咳咳咳，然后我就释放从邪灵的辖制当中出来。
I'd had people pray for me for deliverance before.
好，我有请人为我做释放祷告。
And they lay hands on me.
然后来为我按手。
And they say, "Come out in Jesus' name."
然后说奉耶稣命令这邪灵出来。
Come out in Jesus' name.
好，奉耶稣命令他出来。
And then 20 minutes later, "Come out in Jesus'." Name.
20分钟之后，他又说：“
demons are stubborn.
好，因为那个邪灵非常的固执、顽固哦。
They're very stubborn.
哦，那些邪灵非常的顽固。
And so, you know, by the time 20 minutes and you're coughing.
好，20分钟你开始咳。
And screaming.
然后尖叫。
And the demon doesn't want to come out.
然后邪灵不想出来哦。
And sometimes they get stuck right here.
有时候他就是卡在这边就不出来。
They know they have to go, but they don't want to go, so they get stuck right here.
好，因为他知道他必须要听命要走，但是又不想走，就卡在嘴这个地方。
And they put all this pressure on your face.
然后呢，就是好像在你的脸就带来很多种压力。
And so the next morning you get up.
然后呢，所以呢，隔日早晨你醒过来。
You got rid of the demon after half an hour.
当然就是呢，半个小时之后邪灵就出去了。
Is all bloodshot around here?
但是呢，这里就很多的这个问题哦。
All bloodshot around your eyes?
就是呢，这个脸里面很多
And you don't want anybody to see you for 2 days.
就是很多的这些血管啊，就是有一些的那个彰显哦，你不想
看到你的情形。
然后这个呢，喉咙就是很痛。
Hello.
有没有这样子呢？
Has anybody ever been there?
有没有人经历过这样的情形？
Okay, you understand what I'm talking about.
所以就了解我所讲的。
Wow, I get so full of the joy of the Lord, I go cough, cough, and it's gone.
好，就是我充满神的喜乐，那下一刻呢，我就很一直咳嗽，那邪灵就出来了。
You know, sometimes you go cough, 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 and the demon isn't leaving.
好，你知道有时候你咳了很久，那邪灵还是出不去。
I got so full of God, I just go cough, cough 2 times, I feel it leave.
但是呢，我因为充满神的喜乐，所以呢，我就咳了几下，邪灵就走了。
I say, praise God, I like this method of deliverance.
就是呢，我就赞美神说，我很喜欢这种那个赶鬼要得释放的一方式。
It's much better than the other method.
比其他的方式来得更好。
At least you can look at me the next day and I look like a human.
至少呢，我这样的那个得释放方式，隔天起来像个人一样哦。
And sometimes we focus too much on the darkness.
有时候我们焦点太放在黑暗面了。
We have to realize that light is stronger than darkness.
我们必须要明白哈，就是光明是胜过黑暗的。
And to just get so much of the light, the darkness can't stay around anymore.
所以你一定要充满更多的光明，那黑暗就会逃跑。
So every time you get drunk in the Holy Spirit, you torment those demons.
所以每次你醉在圣灵当中，你就在折磨你里面的邪灵哦。
Because demons hate joy.
因为呢，邪灵非常恨恶喜乐。
Two things hate joy.
就是有两件事它，两个东西它很恨恶喜乐。
Religion.
好，宗教。
And demons.
还有邪灵都非常恨恶喜乐。
So you get to torment them.
所以这样你就可以来折磨他们了。
Torture them.
就是要来折磨这些邪灵哦。
And so they realize you're not a good home anymore.
好，他就发现你里面哦，在住在里面也没什么好玩的了。
And they flee far from you.
他们就赶快从你身上逃跑了。
The revival's war.
所以呢，复兴来到的时候会有征战。
When you're laughing, it's a form of warfare.
好，你笑的时候就是征战，知道吗？
You know, in the 90s, there was a great emphasis on warfare.
好，就是我们来强调一下属灵征战哦。
And so we began to bind principalities and powers.
我们开始来捆绑天空的执政掌权者。
We bind you in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名捆绑你们。
We did a lot of binding.
我们呢做很多的捆绑。
I don't think a lot of principalities moved though.
好，可是这些执政掌权者好像都没有赶开啊。
Because it takes the authority of the citywide church to move the principalities over a city.
因为要全呢城市的这些教会呢起来，才会可以把这个全城市的这个执政掌权者赶走。
An individual is not going to be able to move a principality.
所以单单一个人是没有办法赶走全城市的邪灵哦。
And so it's actually dangerous to come against principalities and powers on your own.
其实如果你独自一个人来面对全城市的邪灵，反而有点危险。
But we put too much emphasis on binding and loosing principalities and powers.
但是呢，有时候我们放太多，太着重就是捆绑与释放哦。
Too much emphasis on coming against the darkness.
或者呢，我们太着重于就是来抵挡黑暗的势力。
And yes, we do have authority over darkness.
当然，我们有胜过黑暗势力的权柄。
But our emphasis should be on pursuing the light.
但是呢，我们应该来追求光明哦，这样才对。
Because light is greater than darkness.
因为光明胜过一切的黑暗。
Turn on the light, the darkness flees.
因为我们只要打开灯哦，那个黑暗就逃跑了。
Get so full of God, the devil can't hang around.
就是你一定要多多来被神充满，那邪灵就没有办法在你身边。
And so it says in Psalm 2:4 that God sits in the heavens and He laughs.
好，所以呢，圣经里面诗篇里面讲到，就神坐在他的主耶和华坐在他的宝座上面，他喜笑。
And the reason He's laughing is He's laughing at His enemies.
好，主耶和华嗤笑他的仇敌。
Because it says in Psalm 2 that the nations of the earth were shaking their fist at God.
好，就是呢，列国要来争斗哦。
They gathered together in rebellion against Him.
好，就是呢，列王哦就来征战。
This is great darkness.
好，这就是一个很大黑暗的势力的描写。
Nazi Germany was one nation.
好，以前的纳粹的这个德国，它是也德国是一个国家哦。
One nation shaking their fist at God.
那就是一个国家来敌对神哦。
And look at the destruction that caused.
但是你看看这样所带来的毁坏性的结果。
Psalm 2 says many nations will be gathered in unity against God.
那诗篇里面有描写，就是列国都会来聚集来攻击神哦。
And God looks down at them and He laughs.
但是神看着这些列国的这些的攻击，他嗤笑。
He says, ha ha.
神就说哈哈。
You think you can come against Almighty God?
你觉得你就可以来抵挡全能神吗？
So God laughs at his problems.
所以呢，神就嗤笑。
That's a big problem.
因为这些列强他们真的是有问题啊。
We'd do a better job if we just laughed at those principalities and powers than try and bind them.
所以呢，如果我们懂得对这些执政掌权的黑暗势力嗤笑的话，会更有效果。
Because Jesus has already conquered them.
因为耶稣早已征服这些黑暗权势嘛。
And we just begin to walk in the kingdom, and the light gets stronger in our city.
所以我们就是呢，把神的光呢，更多带到我们的城市里面。
And the revival and the light and the fullness of God begins to change the atmosphere.
让神的丰盛、神的光啊，更多照在我们当中。
And those principalities are shifted, they're moved.
那这样子黑暗权势他就必须要逃跑。
Some people have focused on binding principalities and powers.
我知道很多人着重就是要捆绑黑暗权势，要释放光明哦。
And it's opened a door for those very principalities to come against them.
有时候这样的祷告反而是引起很多黑暗权势更多来攻击。
People end up great tragedies.
那很多人反而陷在很多的悲剧当中。
Some people even die.
然后很多人因此而丧命。
Get unexpected sicknesses.
或者是得到很一些不寻常的病哦。
So don't take on something we're not supposed to take on.
好，所以呢，如果不是神要我们背负的，不要自己就去背负这样的。
There's a corporate authority that can begin to deal with the spirit realm over a city.
好，有时候我们要聚集群众哦的力量，才能够敌对这样的一个黑暗权势。
It's not wise to do that as an individual.
所以如果你是要一个人背负这样的重担哦，是不明智的。
The devil hates joy.
仇敌拉非常恨恶喜乐。
So there's one way we can torment him.
所以呢，我们可以来折磨仇敌，就是单单的喜乐。
But the Bible says that God is a man of war.
好，神也圣经也说呢，神是征战的神，大能的。
And the more we get full of him, the stronger we get.
如果我们越被神充满，我们就越刚强。
Then we pray with greater authority and strength.
这样子我们就更多的刚强来祷告。
So it says in Psalm 42:13 that God roars like a man of war.
所以在诗篇42篇里面，就是神他是会吼叫的。
So our God roars.
所以我们的神会有狮吼一样的吼叫。
If it's good enough for him to roar, it's good enough for us to roar.
好，如果神觉得吼叫很有效，我们也来学他吼叫。
He wants to roar through you.
好，神要透过你来吼叫。
The sound of war.
好，这就是一个征战的一个声音。
Number four is the sound of intercession.
好，第四个是一个代祷的声音。
In Psalm 42 and Isaiah 42 and verse 14.
好，以赛亚书。
Did I say that right before? The one about the lion was Isaiah about the roaring like a lion. Isaiah 42.Isaiah 42:13.
Isaiah 42:13.
Okay. Sorry. The verse about God roaring is Isaiah 42:13.
好，在以赛亚书四十二篇十三节里面有讲到神的吼叫哦。
It's 13, the one he roars like a man of war. But verse 14, the one that follows, says that he cries out like a woman in labor.
好，就是呢，在十三节里面，就是神他要喊叫要。呐喊呢？第十四节里也讲到神要喊叫，像产难的妇人。
Our God cries out like a woman in labor.
神呢，他哭喊呢，像产难的妇人。
And you know when a woman is in labor, she doesn't just go, "Ouch, that hurt."
好，你知道生产的妇人不是哦，好痛。
She goes, "Ah!"
她说啊，好痛，好痛。
And she thinks.I don't ever want to endure this pain again.
然后他说，我绝对不要再生了这样子。
And then she sees the little baby and she forgets all about the pain.
但是孩子生下来之后就忘记产难的痛了。
It's just, oh, it's my baby, it's my baby, it's my baby.
哦，我的宝宝。
And then has another baby.
然后又还要再生一个啊。
Because the joy of the baby is much greater than the pain of the birth.
因为生下小孩的那个喜乐是大过于产难的疼痛。
But the Bible says that God cried out like a woman in labor.
那这圣经里面描写说神像产难的妇人喊叫。
And so, He wants to roar through you.
神要透过你呐喊。
He wants to cry out through you.
神要透过你来哭喊。
He wants to give you His heart.For this city,
神要将他对这个城市的心意赐给你。
For this nation,
还有对这个国家的心意。
For other nations in the earth,
还有对其他列国的心意赐给你。
He wants you to be so bursting with his heart, you're crying out.
他要让你呢充满他对这世上的心意，你能够喊叫。
God save Taiwan.
所以上帝啊，来拯救台湾。
Save my city.
来拯救我们的城市。
And you're gripped with the heart of God.
然后你呢抓住神的心意了。
And you don't care what other people think.
然后你这么抓住神的心意，你不管别人怎么想了。
Romans 8:26, the Holy Spirit is praying through you with groans too deep for words.
就是呢，在罗马书8:26节讲到圣灵用说不出来的叹息，我们祷告。
Sometimes Christians groan, it's just religious.
好，有时候我们的，有时候基督徒的这样的呼喊哦，是好像宗教式的。
You've been to those groaning prayer meetings.
好，你有去过一些很没有意思的那种祷告会。
Everyone's going, oh, 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 oh.
好，大家只是这样的一下喊叫而已。
It's just spiritual constipation.
那个好像是就是那个就是你。
It's just religious.
所以那只是一个宗教的形式哦。
They need a spiritual enema. What do you call an enema? Something that makes you.
你需要有一个通你的通常的东西，让你能够大出来哦。
It's really different when you get so much of the heart of God.
但是如果你真正得着抓住神的心意，你那种呼喊是不一样的。
You're gripped with His heart.
因为你抓住神的心意了。
And you're praying with words that are too deep.
那你那时候你祷告出来那个话是很有深度的，是表达不出来的。
That's completely different than being a spiritually constipated in a prayer meeting.
那这跟那在祷告会里面好像有属灵的便秘那种那个不一样。
I was in a meeting like that once.
曾经也像在这样的属灵便秘的那种祷告会当中过。
All these ladies on the floor groaning.
就是那些姐妹们就在桌边哦，就在那边像就是发出那些声音哦。
But it was religious.
但是其实都很宗教式的哦。
You say, how do you know?
然后呢，这个怎么办呢
？I don't know. I just knew.
我你就问我说，我怎么会知道那个好像是属灵便秘的那种叫声了？我就是知道，我可以察觉出来哦。
Feels different than the real thing.
因为跟你真正抓住神的心意那种呐喊、呼喊、哭喊是不一样的。
The more you're around the real thing, the more easy it is to discern the false.
好，你如果越呢处在真实的那个事物当中，你就能够发现什么是伪的哦。
So I'm in this meeting and they're groaning and it feels so religious.
好，所以我曾经到过那样的祷告会，他们的哭叫哦，其实我觉得非常的虚假。
And I hate the spirit of religion.
然后我非常恨恶宗教的灵。
That's the call on my life is to destroy that thing.
好，我生命当中的呼召就是要摧毁宗教的灵。
And so because it's so religious, it just makes me want to laugh.
好，因为就是宗教的灵很虚假，所以我呢想了就想笑。
I almost can't help myself.
那是没有办法自制了。
And so I'm standing there with my hands raised.
所以呢，我就举起手来。
And I'm just being a good boy.
就是好当一个好男孩啊，在这祷告会当中。
There's people on the floor groaning.
那因为他们在祷告会当中就是在哭喊哦。
And I'm just standing there being good.
我就是站在那边好好站着。
I opened my eyes.
然后打开我的眼目。
And there was a person about where you're sitting in front of me.
有个人就坐在我前头。
And I can only see his back.
然后我看到他的背影。
But the person that was praying was trying to be like Benny Hinn.
然后那个祷告人很想表现像新班尼一样的祷告方式。
It's just sometimes Benny Hinn throws his coat on people.
好，因为有时候新班尼会把他的外袍就罩在别人身上。
So I opened my eyes to see this very tall person in front of me.
所以呢，我打开眼睛的时候看到这个人很高，站在我前头。
With a coat hanging off his head.
然后呢，他就把他外套套在他头上。
It was so funny. I couldn't help myself any longer.
我就觉得好好笑哦，就笑
出。I started to laugh.
我就开始笑。
And sometimes one person starts laughing, everybody else starts laughing.
如果一个人开始笑，有时候就有感染性。
That was much better.
那这样很好。
But I think the person running the meeting got a little bit upset with me.
但是呢，那个主持祷告会的人呢，就对我觉得这个很伤脑筋哦。
I couldn't handle it any longer.
可是我实在没办法自制哦。
Because they came up to me after the meeting and ordered me to dance.
好，这次呢，他们在背后找我，他们都想要跳舞。
The music was ragey, like some people do at the end of the meeting.
好，就是很多是在特会当中的放的那个一些特别的那个音乐哦。
And the person comes right up in front of me and orders me to dance.
然后他们就来到我面前，他说你要跳。
And then because I didn't dance, he said I had a religious spirit.
那因为我没有跳，就说你有宗教的灵。
I won't order anybody to dance.
我不是要每个人都来跳舞啊。
And you shouldn't let anybody else order you to do anything either.
也必须要强迫每个人都来做跟你一样的。
You know when I say look in their eyes and say laugh?
那有时候我看着他们的眼睛就说笑吧。
I'm giving you permission to laugh.
因为我允许你笑啊。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Actually, sometimes I order people to.
好，有时候我对一些其他的人这样说。
But you know, really, we're giving people permission.
但是我们需要给别人允许。
And so we're encouraging people. We're not ordering, do this, do that.
好，不是呢，命令他们，而是鼓励这些人呢，可以这样做。
And so, of course, when this person ordered me to do something, I didn't do it.
所以那个人命令我要做什么事的时候呢，要跳，我就当然不跳。
Anyhow.He was very lucky. I almost walked out of the meeting.
好，他呢，我差点走出了，离开那个祷告会哦。
I managed to control myself and stay in there.
哇，那就尽量克制我自己的，留在那个祷告会里面。
Sometimes when Holy Spirit comes, it's messy.
好，有时候圣灵来的时候，整个情况好像看起来是很混乱的。
In a bad way.
看起来是很混乱。
And that's why God gives people authority to bring order into the meeting.
所以呢，神也给人赐给人有权柄啊，让聚会当中啊是能够有次序。
Thursday night's meeting had God's order.
好，在礼拜四的特会有神带来的次序。
You know, sometimes it looks like I'm doing nothing.
好，看起来好像我什么事都没做，对不对？
I'm just standing here.
我只是站在这里。
God's moving.
上帝在运行。
But the fact that I stand here means I'm making sure nothing out of order comes in and happens.
但是呢，我站在这边看，因为我不想让一些无法纪或没有次序的事情发生。
Some people think a move of the Spirit means anybody can do anything that they want.
好，有的人以为呢，圣灵运行的时候，你想做什么就做什么。
And then witchcraft comes into the church.
但是这样有时候巫术会偷偷的进来。
Somebody gets an interpretation.
好，有时候就开始有人做一些的翻译。
I mean a message in tongues.
好，就是翻译方言了。
Somebody gets the interpretation.
有些人就能够翻方言。
They start controlling the church.
那这样就是透过这样的方式来掌控教会哦。
And so there needs to be strong.Holy Spirit leadership.
所以一定要从圣灵来的领袖的恩膏。
But the leadership doesn't shut the move of the Spirit down.
但是从圣灵来的领导力并不会使圣灵的感动消灭哦。
They open it up.
它是会敞开从圣灵而来的感动。
But they also keep it safe.
但是呢，会保持在一个安全的环境当中。
And they keep it in God's order.
他们会保持从神而来的次序。
I love God's order.
我喜欢从神而来的次序。
Sometimes it's really messy.
有时候看起来好像很混乱的样子。
Let everything be done decently and in order.
但是圣经有吩咐我们，让我们一切按着次序来做。
But God's order is what we experienced on Thursday night.
好，但是所谓从神而来的次序，就是我们礼拜四特会所经历的。
Some people think order means like the graveyard, the cemetery.
有人以为说听到次序就好像是要像坟墓墓园一样一个个排好。
No, God's order is full of life.
但是从神而来的次序充满生命跟生气。
And so the authority is to keep the river flowing in the right direction.
所以从神而来的权柄会让神圣灵来的水流运行。
Not to shut the river down.
不是要把这个的生命关闭。
Or to let any Jezebel take over.
或者让耶洗别的灵来掌权。
So the church sometimes is frightened to let people be in authority.
因为有时候教会会害怕让人居在那个掌权的位置。
And so we say, well, somebody brings a psalm, somebody brings a encouragement, somebody brings a scripture.
好，所以我们说有些人来做造就，有人就拿诗篇来造就教会。
And so what we get is the average of everything.
所以我们好像这里也得一点，这里也得一点，那里也得一点。
Whereas if somebody has an authority for healing, they should release that, they should stand in that authority.
好，其实呢，当某些人有医治的恩赐，他应该被赋予权柄呢，进行这方面的服事。
Okay, I stepped into something now. I shouldn't explain it properly.
好，讲员要开始解释了，就是。
What I'm trying to say is, we could just let everybody do whatever they want to do.
好，有时候我们可能说啊，你想做什么就做。
And maybe some people get healed.
也许有些人得医治了。
Some people get blessed.
啊，有些人蒙祝福。
But the level's not very high.
但是呢，他没有到达一个很高的水平。
But God gives the fivefold ministry an authority to bring unity in the church.
但是神赐下五重执事呢，要在教会里面带来合一。
And so when the fivefold ministry operates in that authority, we get a lot more people healed.
好，如果五重执事都能够在适当的位份上运行的话，看到更多人得医治。
A lot more people touched, a lot more people blessed.
更多人被触摸，更多人蒙祝福。
And so on Thursday night, I could have just stood up here and said, okay, everybody pray for each other.
所以呢，可能礼拜四我可以，本来可以说，好，我们起来就彼此来代祷。
You would have got blessed.
那当然你会蒙祝福，没有错。
But it'd just be a small level.
但是这样只是得到一点点而已。
But you see, you submitted to the authority that I carry.
但是你呢，有降服在神赐给我的权柄之下。
And it lifted all of you up into another level.
这样子呢，我把你带向一个更高的水平。
And so with the move of the Spirit, we don't need to be frightened of people being in authority.
所以呢，在圣灵运行的时候，我们不要惧怕让人掌权哦。
It's just sometimes people think a move of the Spirit means everybody's free to do whatever they want.
有时候我们误以为圣灵运行的时候是他想做什么就随便他做。
And that often creates a mess.
但是其实这样会带来非常悲惨的下场。
Have I explained that clear enough now?
这样大家有没有稍微比较明白呢？ Okay.
So the sound of intercession.
好，那代祷的声音呢？
Acts 4:31.
好，就是使徒行传的四章。
They were praying with one voice.
好，就是他们同心合意的祷告。
And the building where they're praying was shaken with the power of God.
那么他们在祷告的那个楼呢，都震动了。
So these are some of the sounds we can expect to hear.
所以呢，这是我们可以听到的一些的声音。
The last is just helping to open your heart.
所以喜乐的声音只是呢，把我们的灵先敞开而已。
So that you can experience the sound of love.
好叫你可以经历到爱的声音。
And the sound of war.
然后呢，再来就是呼喊的声音。
And the sound of intercession.
然后再来是代祷的声音。
And then the last sound, number five, is the sound of trumpets.
然后再来是呢，吹号角的声音。
And Ezekiel 33, it talks about how when the king comes, a trumpeter blows to prepare the way.
好，就是呢，在以西结书33章有讲到君王吹号角的复兴。预备复兴的来到。
So when you hear that trumpet sound, it's saying the king is coming, the king is coming. You better get ready.
当有人吹号角的时候，就是告诉你呢，君王要来到了，要预备好，要预备好。
Because when the king comes, you bow your knee.
因为君王来到的时候，你是要屈膝的。
And so John the Baptist was like a trumpet preparing the way for Jesus coming.
所以呢，施洗约翰就像吹号角的那位预备耶稣君王的来到。
And Matthew 3:3 it says he was like the voice of one crying in the wilderness.
好，在马太福音里面3:3有讲到他在旷野当中呼喊。
He's crying out like a trumpet sound.
所以他在旷野当中哭喊，像号角一样哭喊。
He's saying, "Prepare the way, the king is coming."
他说呢，要为君王预备道路。
And God wants us to be His trumpet sounds in the earth.
所以呢，神也要我们在世上像他号角的声音一般。
Because Jesus is coming back a second time.
因为呢，耶稣就要再来。
And he's going to have a people like John the Baptist.
所以他要预备一群像施洗约翰的人。
A clear trumpet sound crying out.
会带来很清楚号角的声响。
The king is coming, you better bow your knee.
要开始来呼喊君王就要再来，你要屈膝，要预备好。
Some of these trumpeters are going to be great harvesters.
好，有很多的这吹号角的人，他们会来收割。
They're going to bring thousands and thousands and thousands into the kingdom of God.
他们要带成千上万的人进入神的国。
To bring in the harvest, there has to be a clear trumpet sound.
所以要进入这样的收割，一定要有很清楚吹号角的声音。
To prepare the nations for Jesus coming, there has to be a clear trumpet sound.
要预备荣耀君王再来，一定要有很清楚吹号角的声音。
So many times we overemphasize the darkness.
所以有时候我们太过着重在黑暗的面。
And when we think of the end, times we think of the Antichrist.
好，有时候我们想到末世，就一直想到敌基督。
But Jesus is much more powerful than any Antichrist.
但是耶稣胜过任何敌基督的势力。
And so the end times, Jesus said, the harvest is the end of the age.
好，所以呢，耶稣才说呢，在末期的时候，你会看到万国都来听福音。
So the end of the age is the time of the greatest revival this earth has ever seen.
所以呢，末世的时候就是要看到最大的收割了。
The greatest darkness and the greatest light on the earth at the same time.
当然你会看到最大的黑暗，也看到最大的光明跟收割。
Every seed of wickedness right from the beginning of time will be reaped during the great harvest.
就是呢，从一开始起。一开始到末了的这个最大很多的每一个黑暗的种子都会在这边呈现出来。
Every seed of righteousness right from the beginning of time will be reaped during the great harvest.
好，在那个最起初一直到现在的那个公义的种子也会在末世都彰显出来。
And so the end of time is the most glorious time to be alive on this earth.
所以呢，末世就是最棒的活在的一个时代。
And so we will be trumpet sounds preparing the nations.
所以我们就会成为主的号角声来预备一切。
The Bible says there will be whole nations discipled in the ways of the kingdom.
好，圣经里面说到就是列国都要万国都要用神的方式呢那被门训哦。
That's the authority God is giving to the church.
这就是神赐给教会的权柄。
He said, I have all authority in heaven and in earth.
耶稣说天上地下一切权柄都给我了。
Go you therefore and disciple the nations.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
It's not just about discipling individuals.
所以不是只让一些人做门徒。
It's about discipling nations.
而是要使万民做门徒。
And so to disciple a nation, you have to have influence in that nation.
所以你要来门训万民，一定要对他有影响力。
And so God is giving us authority in education.
所以呢，神呢赐给我们教育哦，给我们一个权柄。
Authority in the media.
还有在我们让我们在媒体。体界有影响力
authority in the arts
好然后在呢艺术界有权柄
authority in business
还有在商业哦企业界有权柄
authority to influence family life
还有在家庭这个领域能够影响
because these are all the things that shape a nation
因为呢这几个领域都是来影响我们国家的
if he says we're to disciple nations it will happen
所以如果神吩咐我们要使万民做他的门徒这一定就会发生的 Amen.
And so at the end of time you will find whole nations with gross, a deep darkness covering it
所以呢我们在后末世的时候你会看到普世之下被黑暗笼罩
Worse than has ever been seen on the earth before
就是呢比我们过去所看过的黑暗还更黑暗
But there will also be other nations bathed in so much glory and so much light
但是神也会彰显更多的光明跟更大的荣耀
The whole nation is being discipled in the ways of the kingdom
就是呢全国还有万民呢都会用主的道来被门训
Who believes me?
谁相信呢我讲的话呢
I can take some time and show you a lot more things in scripture about what I'm saying.
我还可以呢跟你讲很多经节里面所说的。
But what I'm trying to tell you is we're called to be a trumpet sound in the earth.
然后想要强调的是我们被神呼召要成为他的号角声
了。With great authority.
就带来极大的权柄。
To prepare the way for Jesus.
要为再来的耶稣来预备道路。
You know, in 2 Chronicles 5:12 it says that the priests blew the trumpet.
好在呢列代志下五章十二节有讲到就是祭司要吹号角
And when they blew the trumpet the glory of God came down in the temple
当他们呢吹号角的时候神的荣耀要从他的会幕上下来
And it came down so strong the priests could not stand to minister
那神的荣耀这么的大呢祭司都站立不住了
And then in 2 Chronicles 7 they blew the trumpet a second time
好这是在历代志下第七章里面祭司再一次吹号角
But this time when they blew the trumpet they couldn't even enter into the building
这次呢祭司吹号角的时候他连会幕都进不去了
When's the last time you came to church you couldn't get in the door
所以呢上次什么时候你进来教会呢然后因为神的荣耀这么大你进不来呢
The glory of God was so thick and so strong you can't even get in the door
就是神的荣耀这么的大你连呢进那个门口都很难进得来
1 Corinthians 14:8 says, If a trumpet makes an uncertain sound, who will prepare himself for battle?
好，就是呢，哥林多前书四章里面有讲到，就是你要来预备自己，有进入征战了。
You say the world doesn't listen because there isn't a clear trumpet sound.
好，就是如果我们没有吹清楚的号角声呢，这世上的人是不会听见的。
God has given us authority.
所以神已经将权柄赐给我们。
Now we have to begin to walk in it.
所以我们现在要行在当中了。
1 Corinthians 13:1 says, "Without love, we're just like a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal."
好，这是哥林多前书呢十三章里面，若没有爱的话，我们就想成了那个响的拔了。
And so the love of God makes us like a clear trumpet sound.
所以呢，神让我们成为清楚的号角声。
The foundation of all true authority is love.
好，所有呢，神的一切的服事的根基就是爱。
Most of the discernment in the body of Christ is nothing more than suspicion.
好，这很多时候我们都陷在一个怀疑当中哦。
We need to stop being suspicious of one another.
好，我们不要怀疑哦，怀疑彼此。
Saying it's discernment.
好，我们要的是一个分辨力。
It's nothing more than criticism and gossip.
好，不要呢去批评或者是说背后的闲话。
And witchcraft.
或者是巫术。
All true discernment has love as its foundation.
所以当你有真正的分辨力的时候，你就会有爱在这当中。
That's another message.
好，所以呢，这是我要讲的讯息哦。
So how are we going to become a clear trumpet sound?
所以我们要如何预备自己成为清楚的号角声呢？
We need to experience the sound of joy.
我们需要来表达喜乐的声音。
The sound of love.
还有爱的声音。
The sound of war.
还有就是呢，呼喊的声音。
The sound of intercession.
还有代祷的声音。
Stay in this river.
好，就是呢，持续在圣灵的水流当中。
Keep drinking of the joy.
不断的喝汲取呢神的喜乐。
Drinking of the love.
好，就是汲取呢神的爱。
Drinking of the heart of God.
好，汲饮呢这个神的心意。
Drinking of the strength.
还有就是呢，吸取神的力量。
Until we become a clear trumpet sound,
一直到我们能够成为很清楚的，成为神的号角声。
Not only as individuals,
不只是个人的预备而已。
But also as churches,
而且呢，我们整个教会都要这样来预备。
Will we become one sound?
就是我知道我们成为一个清楚的一个声音。
A clear sound,
就是清楚的声音。
And people are forced to listen.
就是呢，人们就会来听了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's put our pens and Bibles down.
好，我们现在把圣经放下来好了。
Was that a good meal this morning?
早上这样的灵粮吃的好不好啊？
好。At least I give you something to think about.
好，至少你可以想一想。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who's hungry?
谁还很饿的呢？
Sometimes I go to places and I see Holy Spirit move.
有时候我呢去到哪个地方，我看到圣灵在运行。
And I come back a year later.
然后我后来再回来那个地方。
I have to start all over again.
然后我要开始再做一次。
But I have a feeling that you people are a little different.
但是我觉得你们可能是不一样的一群哦。
And you're going to keep drinking.
你可能会不断不断的汲饮。
And that's what I'm talking about today.
所以这就是我今天所要传讲的。
When we keep drinking.
当我们不断的汲饮从神而来的。
And we experience the sounds of revival.
然后我们就能够经历到复兴的声音。
We keep growing in authority as a church.
然后我们在教会的权柄上面就会成长。
And that's when we begin to have influence.
这样我们就开始带来影响力。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But it all starts so simple.
但是从最简单的开始。
Being a little child.
先回转向小孩子吧。
Saying, Daddy, I want you.
就说爸爸，我要你。
Daddy, I love you.
爸爸，我爱你。
Tell me how much you love me.
你要告诉我你多爱我哟。
Tell me again.
再跟我讲一次哦。
And again.
再一次。
And again.
再一次。
Hug me, Holy Ghost.
好，这是圣灵来帮助我。
With your arms of fire.
用你的爱的还有火的膀臂。
Set me free from religion.
释放我脱离宗教的灵。
Set me so free it frightens me.
好，那释放我得自由，让我这上面觉得太多了。
Set me so free it frightens religion.
好，就是呢，释放我得自由，这样把宗教灵吓跑。
Set me so free it terrorizes the devil.
好，释放我得自由，这样让邪灵都害怕。
Amen.
Amen.